This voice you hear is Kez.
This one you hear is Tanisha.
This is Jordan.
Today we're going to be discussing the book Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands by Susan Carol McCarthy. We're going to be giving a summary of the book and discuss parts we find important in the book. This is the story of a little girl caught in the middle of things bigger than her. She tries to understand and overcome so many trying things that cause so much pain. This is the story of how you experience pain and grief and find your way out. Risa is a young girl living in Florida during the time the Klan was at large. Risa lived during a time of hatred and cruelty towards colored people. She was raised to believe in equality and was confused and upset by others' morals.
This next part is going to be a discussion about the questions we have about the novel. We wanted a deeper understanding, which led to this podcast. So here are your questions. Was it Marvin's death that set everything into place, or would it happen on its own? I think Marvin's death, it was important to them, but it didn't set everything into place because it was the bombings that brought the FBI and busted the Klan. It wasn't Marvin's death that affected it that much.
I agree with what Jordan said because, you know, if he wouldn't have got killed, you know, everything probably would have been the same. FBI would have came right when the bombings happened, and the Klan would have got arrested either way. Kasten?
I agree with what y'all say because, I mean, eventually it would have happened because it was happening in other places, so Klans pick up from other Klans. Next question.
Why didn't Miss Mabel move on? I think she didn't move on because there's some things you don't get over. And one of her things was that if he wasn't there to get to be happy and experience things, she wouldn't either.
I agree with you on that one. Because, like, once you have a person in your heart that you look up to and love, wake up every day just to see that person, and then to have them disappear, it takes a toll on you.
I mean, it's really hard to move on from someone that you lived your whole life with. So, I mean, I don't see why she would have moved on.
Okay, next question. Why did Emmett Castleton agree so easily to the deal? I think he agreed really easily with Warren because he knew it was over, he didn't have a choice, and that was going to be his best option for all of this.
He knew Warren wasn't playing no games at all.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't do anything about it because either the shack would have got blown up or his business was going to get blown up. So either way, he would have lost.
Yeah, it was over for him and he knew it. Why would Miss Lucy commit suicide? I think she committed suicide because she thought he was going to go away for a long time. And she just couldn't deal with everything that was happening.
Probably like her way of saying, I can't deal with the depression of losing him and then my whole family falling apart and then we're going to go in the poorhouse. Like, maybe she killed herself just to, you know, prevent all of that.
Yeah, she couldn't deal with Mr. Reed going away.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't understand why she did kill herself because her husband treated her like dirt either way, so why was she so upset about it?
Yeah, he did treat her awfully, so you'd think she'd be happy, but no, she's not, because she knew that if he went away, her life would change a lot, and she'd rather deal with him treating her awfully than that change. What do you think is going on behind Risa's mom's poker face during all of this? I think she's struggling a lot, but she knows since, you know, there's the three kids, someone has to be strong. And I think she was just trying to keep it together for the family.
I agree. I have no thoughts, but I agree.
I agree, too, because, like, you can't sit there and be upset in front of your kids because then it's going to make your kids upset. You know, you got to be a strong woman in the family.
Yeah. What would it have been like if Warren never got polio? I don't think their plans would have been as well thought out. I think there would have been a lot more action and a lot more mistakes because the polio gave them patience and the will to want to think. And he wouldn't have thought out the plan with Emmett Castles, and he wouldn't have thought any of that out. He would have just been all action. And I think it's really important that he got it.
I do too, because, I mean, if he didn't, like, just calm down and think it through, then, I mean, he could have already been dead because of the plan. He would have made him so mad that he would have killed himself because of it.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think their grandma plays a big role? I don't, because she's more of the person that just takes the kids out when everything's happening. That's important, but I don't think it would have been that much different if she wasn't there.
I think she does play a big role because she did support the family a lot, so I'm not really sure how to back myself up, but if you have somebody that's going to support you, then, you know, you feel a little more confident in what you're doing.
I get what you're saying, but she's the backbone, and I agree with that. I just don't think she offered any more than that. Like, that's the only thing she did.
I say about 50-50, because she helped with that FBI letter, and she was the backbone. In my opinion, she's like the voice of wisdom. So, like, when everything was happening, she was there to, you know, give her input on everything and let them know, like, hey, be careful what you're doing, something might go wrong.
Yeah, she offered a good opinion. I'll agree to that. But with the FBI letter, that they never had really a response to that. The FBI came because of the bombings, not the letter. So I don't really count the letter as an important thing.
I agree with that. Okay, to recap everything, Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands is about a girl caught in the middle of everything and who has lost her best friend to a random act of hate all because of his race. The moral of the story is overcoming a tragic event that took a toll on your life and moving forward as a person. And my definition of the storyline is overcoming hate and coming together as a nation and a unit.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.